Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Back with us on This Week in America, Mark James, certified personnel consultant, over 25 years as an executive recruiter and career management and transition coach. He's the founder and president of Hire Consulting Services, established in 1999. Mark excels in executive search counseling and coaching business professionals and executives who are currently in career transition or planning to make a career change. They authored the best-selling books, The Internet Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Mastering Your Career, the focus of today's discussion, and Keys to the C-Suite, Unlock the Doors to Executive Career Path Success, which we've discussed here on This Week in America. In Interview Mindset, Mark shares his expertise on navigating a successful interview with a positive and constructive mindset for those who are looking for work or making a transition in their career. Called an absolute must-read that could make all the difference during the interview, Mark James, author of The Interview Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Mastering Your Career, back with us on This Week in America. Mark, welcome back to the program. It is a pleasure to have you back with us.
Yes, thank you, Rick. Last time we talked is when I wrote my first book, so good to be back.
It has been a while, and the Keys to the C-Suite, the book's available. We'll give you all the information on both books and Mark's website as we go through the program. The title is very simple, three simple words, the interview mindset, but very important words. Talk about why that's so important and why you chose this title for the book.
Well, it's kind of a pretend mindset that an individual job seeker could implement very easily. I have six different mindsets that are illustrated in chapter 11 in the book. One of the mindsets is pretend it's the first day on the job while you're actually interviewing. How would you feel? How would you act? It would be exciting. You'd be up, confident, enthusiastic. Another mindset is the doctor-patient mindset, where the job seeker pretends that he or she is the doctor and the hiring authority is the patient. So it's a unique reversal of roles, so to speak, but it's designed for the job seeker to do some investigative type of questioning. Like, what does this person need to do to be successful? Or what are the five or six critical deliverables that the person needs to do in the next 6 to 12 months to be successful? Very similar to an interview that you might have when you go to the doctor. And the doctor needs to ask questions to determine what the problems are if you are sick. You know, questions like, how long have you felt this way? What medication have you taken? What history of illness does your family have? You know, the doctor needs to ask good questions in order to provide a remedy. Well, Rick, it's the exact same thing in a job interview. And it's one of my mindsets that I coach with clients that engage my services, and I put them through a very comprehensive mock interview training session.
You can almost go through that with Mark with his book, The Interview Mindset. There is so much information here. I have a couple of markers available because you could going to mark things as you go through the book. Like, I've got to come back to this later. I have to remember this. Interesting you talk about the interview, because you point out the interview is a conversation, not an interrogation. Talk about that, because the interview, boy, we dread having to go in for an interview. How do we get through that?
Well, the relaxation of understanding that it's a two-way street, that the job seeker, the candidate, is looking at the company as much as the company is looking at the candidate, okay? And you want it to be a 50-50 conversation where there's a lot of give and take and Q&A, and it's a nice conversation rather than a very pressure-filled type conversation. And the relaxation of the mindsets that I illustrate in the book are there to help people relax. One of them is be a buyer, not a seller. And in other words, you don't want to go into an interview and sell. Selling is overkill. it's coming across as needy, anxious, and desperate. My suggestion is market yourself, but you can't market yourself with your past comparable accomplishments until you know what the company really needs the person to do. So there's a building block approach to utilizing any of the six different interview mindsets.
The book is The Interview Mindset by Mark James, our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual book places. His website as well, hireconsulting.com. Link onto any of those by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. With the interview, you've got an interesting chapter on there, and it's interview advice from a CEO. And one of the words of wisdom you have, two words, be concise. And I'm reading that thinking, boy, how many times do you go into an interview and you spill everything? You want to make sure you leave nothing stuck in the back of your mind. You lay it all on the table. How important is that to be concise? And how do we know when we are being concise?
Yeah, lots of great stuff. And I can cover this beautifully is just remember that less is always more. And the art of great communication is brevity. If you're not being concise, that means you're rambling. And if you're rambling, you're going to put people to sleep. Very important that you rehearse what you're going to say when you get asked a difficult question, like what was your most significant accomplishment in your last job? And you've got to be ready for questions like that. But you can only go to a maximum of 2 minutes per answer. Just remember, 2 minutes. If you're right around a minute to a minute and a half, that's a perfect time to begin and end within a minute to a minute and a half. And here's a little tip. If you think you've talked too long, you already have. Just remember that. You've got to figure out in your little clock in your head, if you've begun to end your conversation or your answer, you need to listen to your little voice saying you got to wrap it up. Because if you aren't concise, it's going to belabor the point, it's going to confuse the listener, and it may even dilute your answer as to what you're trying to communicate.
Let's take that back a step as we're writing the resume, which we hope will get us that interview. You talk to 10 people, you get 10 different answers how long a resume should be. Some say keep it brief. Some say take a couple of pages. Some say it doesn't make any difference. You've got a machine that goes through and and does the scoring, whether we want to talk to this person or not. How long should a resume be?
You know, depending on where you're at in your career, a graduate student, probably one page, maybe one and a half. There's no hard, fast rule. But as a middle to senior level executive can have a 2 or 3 or 4 page resume. It just depends on their body of work and how long they've been in the workforce. But you want to eliminate long passages and very lengthy bullets on the resume, which can take up a lot of space. The bullet is designed as a teaser statement. Typically, it's formatted by an action equaling a result. And you only probably want to have 2 or 3 lines per bullet maximum, and that'll save you some space. Another trick or tip is for every year of service at a particular employer, you want to have at least one bullet for each year of service. So 4 years at the same company, probably a minimum of 4 bullets, which are action result type statements. They are not everyday duties and responsibilities, which is a big, big common mistake that people will use for bullets in taking job description, everyday duties, responsibilities, and making them become bullets. And bullets are really only accomplishments and highlights of someone's career while they were employed.
All this and so much more in Mark's book, The Interview Mindset. Mark James, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all those places, hireconsulting.com. You can go there and get all the information on Mark on both of his books and Hire Consulting as well. One of the things you talk about is be memorable. As a tip as we go into the interview, how do we go about doing that? You can be memorable in a negative way as well, depending on what you choose to wear in that day or the cologne you happen to have on going in that day. How should you be memorable? Give us a couple of tips on being memorable in a positive way.
Yeah, I mean, being memorable instead of forgettable It comes back not only with job interviewing, but also networking. As you're introducing yourself and you're listening, your active listening skills are you know, when someone else is speaking, especially in an interview or networking, you're very active and you're focused on what the person is saying rather than trying to think about what you're going to say when they finish. So being memorable is thoughtful. It's being enthusiastic. It's smiling. You're in the moment. Just remember, 93% of all communication is nonverbal, whereas only 7% of communication right now, Rick, are the words coming out of my mouth. So being good eye contact, good listening skills, good facial expressions, good hand gestures, body language, and the tone of your voice, all these things come into play to being memorable.
One more item before we go to getting into that door, the networking that you talked about. You're saying control your ego. Basically, check it at the door as you're walking in. Talk about how important that is. You want to go in, you want to be self-assured, but you don't want to be cocky as you're going into the interview. How do you control the ego?
You know, being humble is a very a gracious way of saying and admitting you're not perfect, because nobody's perfect, right? So you should be ready to talk about a time when you learned a pretty damn good lesson, right? And not be afraid to admit you made a mistake, because that's engaging, right? And if you act like you know it all, or your ego, like you said, enters the room before you physically walk through the door, it's a huge turnoff. You know, that's one of the first kickouts, if you will, or rejections when you're in an interview, that the person feels that you've got a little bit of a attitude that sometimes will not mesh or blend in with the existing team. So, you know, I can't say it enough that a lot of these things are mindsets, and they're controllable as long as you're aware of who you are and how you communicate. And getting some practice in doing a mock interview with a good friend, an alumni, brother, sister, but someone like a coach who can be objective and really, you know, not pull any punches, but at the same time, help you become more effective at getting to the final interview and securing the offer.
Mark James, our guest on the program. The book is The Interview Mindset. You'll find it wherever books are sold and at Mark's website, hireconsulting.com. Link on by going to our website. Chapter number one, right out of the chute, get linked in or get left out. Talk about how important that is, and that takes us into the whole networking that you touched on before.
Yeah. Oh, holy cow. That's why it's chapter number one.
Yes, right? Yes.
Yeah, because LinkedIn has been around for since 2002 or 2003. They've got probably over 850 members now, 850 million members. Recruiters are using LinkedIn almost exclusively as their database. And, you know, if you're not on LinkedIn and you don't have a really good looking headshot and your profile is not 100% complete, you will be passed over. You know, there's different ways to get your ranking up through keywords, paying attention to the banner headline next to your headshot at the top of your profile, as well as having a good, robust personal summary. That's the nice thing about LinkedIn, is it allows you to be personal in the way you present yourself in the about section, which I call the summary of who you really are. But LinkedIn is an excellent way for networking. It's great for connecting and researching companies and the people that work there. Because, and this is a great tip for the day, the number one way to find a new job is through internal referrals. People you are connected with that you can reach out to, and they are working at potentially your target company. And it's the most reliable way for companies to hire people, as well as for job seekers to get their foot in the door for an interview.
Our guest on the program, Mark James, the book is The Interview Mindset. Take a brief break. We're back on today's program. Mark's book available wherever books are sold. And we're back with Mark after these messages. You're listening to This Week in America. With us on the program once again is Mark James, author of The Interview Mindset. When we left, we were talking about LinkedIn, how important that was, the role of networking. Some people are introverts. They don't like asking people for things, and networking sort of scares them because they have to ask for some guidance, some assistance in the process. How do you go about networking and not be a nuisance in doing it?
You know, it is a mindset, and for people who are introverted, I encourage them to push themselves. People who are extroverted, it's funny, they need to control themselves because they can intimidate, they can take over a conversation very easily because yes. They're extroverted. And the key is ask good questions, listen well, and talk last. So you've got to be armed with naturally curious questions when you're networking with people. You're doing an informational interview over a cup of coffee. You know, you're asking, what's it like working at this particular individual's company? What would they do differently if they could start all over again? And, you know, what kind of opportunities are they aware of that they would be able to point you in the right direction with it, maybe even a referral or an introduction? Because networking is about 7 or 8 out of 10 times is going to result in getting a new job, whereas the job posting services on the internet, maybe 1 or 2 out of 10 times, and a lot of people are pretty frustrated because they send their resume out and nothing happens. But networking is the I always say your network is your net worth. Your network is your net worth, and you really need to keep it alive and nurtured.
It's so frustrating sometimes, and you've got a chapter devoted to Plan B is the new Plan A. So you've got, you know, an alternate plan you're ready to go to. Explain what that means, Plan B, the new Plan A.
Yeah, well, Plan A is the corporate track, and Plan B is the entrepreneurial track. It's for mostly middle to senior level executives who, along the way, have always wondered what it would be like to run their own company, buy their own company, or start their own consulting service. And, you know, it reaches a point in one's career where you've been on the corporate merry-go-round for 15, 20, 30 years, and it's time to kind of look around and see what's going to give you more freedom and flexibility. That's why self-employment has become very, very popular today. There are a lot of talented people that have a very good knowledge on certain areas where they can be a consultant and they can charge $150, $200 an hour to do these kinds of consulting projects. But you got to get ready for it. You got to know what to expect. You got to be good at running your own business. You got to learn how to do that. But that's why I'm saying Plan B is the new Plan A, especially in this economic environment that we're in, where people are looking for more freedom and flexibility in running their own company.
The Interview Mindset, the name of the book by Mark James, our guest on the program. His website is hireconsulting.com. Book available wherever books are sold. This is an era of instant gratification. We have an interview. We want to get a job right away. You talk us down a little bit as we're going through that. In fact, you've got a ROE, return on expectations. Talk about that so we're not, we get us through the highs and lows of going through looking for a job, that process.
You know, it really is like a two-way street, as I mentioned. You can't afford to make a mistake by joining the wrong company. You know, I've always said this, that you have to have a career board of advisors, if you will. These are the people that are near and dear. You've worked with them. You're good close friends. There's lots of respect. You even love them like a brother, sister. Investigating with opportunities at companies can be kind of lonely, but you always want to have a go-to group or some people that you trust for a second opinion. And I believe that, you know, navigating through a career, you can't afford to make a hiring mistake, and you can't afford to join the wrong company just to get a paycheck. So you really do need to check along the way and make sure that you're doing reverse interviewing, talking to people who used to work at the company, find out what it's like internally. Going through internal referrals is a wonderful way for you to get sponsored or mentored into the company through someone you know and trust, like, and respect.
You talk about focusing on many milestones, which could get us through this period where maybe we're not moving as quickly as we should. We should celebrate the many milestones, the many markers as we're going through this process. Talk about that. Explain how to do that, to appreciate where we are and the progress we're making.
Yeah, I mean, you're working, again, through the people that are in your network and who helped you along the way, who paid attention, who was there and listened to you and understood your situation. And again, it's that two-way street. You're there for them as much as you're hoping they're working and keeping their eyes open for you. But you have to give them a roadmap as to what you're doing and where you're going and the kinds of companies, such as in whatever industry you're going after. But naming companies instead of just pharmaceutical industry or engineering or manufacturing, you need to help your network understand what it is that you're looking for. It's kind of that Jerry Maguire segment in the movie, help me help you. You need to help your network be able to help you by being crystal clear as to exactly what you're looking for. I can't tell you how many times it's a turnoff when I hear people tell me they're industry agnostic. I'm like, that doesn't help anyone. you need to be crystal clear as to what you're looking for in order for the network that you're working with to be able to help you along the way.
So much great information like that in the book, The Interview Mindset. A couple minutes left. I want to talk about finding a job. You've got a chapter talk about where are the hidden jobs. Where should we be looking?
You know what? I'll give you two really great places to look. And there really is no hidden job market, okay? We've been talking about this for the last 10 minutes. If you can see this, this is my cell phone.
Yep.
This is your number one tool. It's where all of your favorite contacts, your most important contacts are. And that's where the hidden jobs are, right in the directory and contacts of your cell phone. Because you need to not keep your search a secret or your decision to look for a new job. You go to the people that are trusted advisors, people you know and trust, have known for years. You've probably worked for them, either coworkers or former supervisors. Another place to look, Rick, is in your Outlook contacts. How many email contacts do you have? Go through every one of them and pick out the top 12. The top 12 could become your career board of advisors, the ones you want to share what you're doing and update them on your moves within your career. It's not hard to do if you get organized.
Hidden in plain sight is somewhat obvious. So just think it through. And one of the many tips, the book is The Interview Mindset. Mark James, our guest on the program, book available Amazon, usual places, hireconsulting.com is his website. Before we wrap up, let's go to the end of the process. You've been offered the job. What briefly are some of the keys to salary negotiation? Do we think like, I'm going to highball them here because they really need me, or I need this job, I'm going to lowball them? What's the best way to enter into salary negotiation?
You know, you're going to get an offer. The offer needs to be given to you before you can begin negotiating, naturally. The point of the matter is, you cannot negotiate against yourself. So when they're asking, what are your salary requirements? It depends on who's asking the question. Recruiters, you're going to be totally transparent. But when a HR or HR manager or a hiring authority is asking what you need as a form of a salary, you need to say something like, you know, my ultimate goal is to remain whole. And I really am more interested in determining the fit and the match within your organization. And you would say something like, I'm sure you're going to make the best possible offer should we decide it's a good fit for both the company and myself. You don't really want to start negotiating too soon in the process. They are wanting to know and qualify you to make sure they can afford. So, you know, if they can afford you, your question back to them is, you know, and it's polite to ask a question after a question's been asked, even though your mother said it's not polite. you got to find out what the range is that they're offering this position at, and meaning, is it between $75,000 and $85,000, or is it between $175,000 and $225,000? It depends on the experience and the level of expertise and wisdom that, you know, the individual is bringing along. So you want to know the range. They want to know you're in the range. And it tends to really start to take care of itself when you are the one they want to hire and you believe it's the right fit for the company. I always say negotiation is like stepping off a log when there's love at first sight and there's a real need for each party to get together.
A whole chapter in Mark's book, Keys to Salary Negotiation. Mark, the time has gone by way too quickly. It is always a pleasure. We need to do this before your next book comes out. So much more to talk about. The book is The Interview Mindset, The Ultimate Guide to Mastering Your Career. Mark James, the author and our guest. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Website hireconsulting.com. Mark, a pleasure. Thank you for joining us on the program.
It's a pleasure, Rick. Always a pleasure. Look forward to our future conversations.
Looking forward to that as well. And Mark's website is hireconsulting.com. And all this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.